I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I was thinking about this. Outside of Baker, I can't think of another time that we've been this deep into December. The Browns were just eliminated from the playoffs with a horrific, unexplainable loss to a horrific bad team. And I'm excited to watch the next game.
Yeah.
And not just that, because I think like hope really is the main drug that the NFL sells. And you're so right about the hope in the quarterback position and the thing that spurns you on. But it's not just hope for the final four games. It's hope that this isn't just going to be, so do you trade up for Mendoza or Moore? Like, if you believe in those guys, then it's still going to be a conversation, right? And it wouldn't surprise, sure. Like, I don't know that there's anything Shador can do to completely put that conversation to bed. But it just being a real conversation is a gigantic flexibility. The reason why it got boned so hard this last year is your flexibility was Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, into Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders. Like, that's like your best case scenario was Kirk Cousins, who's helping the LA Rams rather get a top 10 pick this year by way of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like, that was going to be your best case scenario, and instead your worst case scenario was Joe Flacco.
Well, and the other subplot around this, and I joked about this with you on Thursday, and I think it's kind of bared out over the weekend, where I was imploring everyone, if you don't want to see Deshaun Watson play quarterback next year in any capacity, root for Shador to be awesome. Like, root for him to be great.
Still emotional blackmail, by the way.
And yes, it was, and I admit to it, and that's fine. I just needed as many people as I possibly could in that moment to get on board with rooting for Shador this last weekend. But like, it is true. Like, there are, and then you get the report on Saturday, and everyone's talking about Deshaun not only being on the team for next year, but possibly starting next year. And maybe that came from David Mulugeta. I don't know. We'll find out later. But there's at least that conversation.
Had a signature at the bottom of it. It was really weird.
It might as well have. But like, we'll at least have those. We were having those conversations. We were talking about it. And if Shador is, I'm not even saying great. If he's good enough to at least, you know, stave off the quarterback draft conversations, and maybe it's just because Mendoza ends up going number one overall and the Browns have the fourth or fifth overall pick, whatever, it gives you options and you can go into 2027 and you can attack the quarterback plan from there if Shador then doesn't materialize.
Now, I said to start the show, if Shador playing the way he did yesterday, if it doesn't at least open your mind a little bit, at some point you just have to question whether you like football. Right? Like, if you can't, again, in the second segment.
Because it was just fun? Is that why?
What was fun, he's 4 touchdowns. I don't recall the last time a quarterback got 4 touchdowns in a game and actually was, like, directly responsible for them. However, but, like, if you're still on the fence or if you're like, well, that's great, but I want to see more. Okay, that's probably the appropriate take today. But it was interesting to see who's willing to maybe start to open up the dialogue there and who isn't. Well, let's give credit where it's due. Anthony Lima today of the Morning Boys began the show, I believe this from the first hour, maybe admitting a little culpability on his mistakes with Shador.
This is what makes the Browns look terrible. It does look really bad that you drafted Dylan ahead of him. You gave him first priority. He wasn't ready for football.
Yeah.
Shador was more ready for football. And you told everybody.
Yeah.
This is the thing. When people would get mad at me or Albert Breer or any of the reporters saying that there was this chasm between the two quarterbacks, well, it's because the Browns were telling everybody that. And then, by the way they operated, they were telling everybody that. So it was the Browns that planted that seed. And so, yeah, I ran with it. I made the mistake of trusting the Browns on that. And it's obvious to everybody that Dylan Gabriel was not ready, that Shador was more ready, and that, oh, by the way, Shador has way more talent.
All right. As the lead supporter at this station, is this Anthony Lima taking accountability for his shahate, as it were? Do you accept this logic there?
Okay, so there's two different roads we can go down, and I want to see which one you think of. Because the first one, this was my initial thought. My initial thought was, wow, that was big of Lima.
Uh-huh.
Like, he didn't have to concede all of that right then and there. And while admitting, basically, that he just fell victim to the idea that the Browns were pushing him all sorts of information, and like a sucker at the poker table, he was buying it. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I'm shocked he did that.
Oh, and you're frothing.
Well, it's surprising.
You gotta see, if you guys aren't watching the 92.3 Fan YouTube channel, you need to see the way that as JP was saying it in real time, I could see you
getting... Well, I do get angry.
You're getting just...
I get angry at it because I sat there and I tried telling anyone that would listen for as long as they would listen that the Browns are lying to everybody behind the scenes about Shador's lack of development and all this other stuff, and that it was hogwash. And meanwhile, I was getting shouted down by people like Lima who were telling me, no, you're not talking to the right people. Everyone that's there says he can't even do anything, can't even hold a football. It's like, no, guys, he can. He was really good in college. I'm telling you, this is going to translate. But to have the admittance there that you just took what they said and you ate it up and then tried spoon-feeding it to everybody is what drives me insane. Have a thought for yourself. Have an opinion for yourself. Don't just take what the Browns tell you. That's the part that I get mad about. That's the part that I do get mad about. Now, the other side of this,
you are
though,
seeing, by the way, he curtailed that just a little bit because he saw the joy in my eyes as it was happening.
He's anytime Nick gets really excited, I go, oh no, we're going too hard here. This started off as trying to be like, good job, Lima. You did good. Like, thank you for at least admitting it. Thank you for falling on the sword.
The slippery wizard has done a good job being spoon-fed things from the Cleveland Browns.
I do think it takes a lot, though, to at least be like, hey, my bad. I got spoon-fed and fell for it instead of thinking on your own. Like, at least you admitted that.
No, I think it's chicken bleep.
Of course it is. No. Now the other part of this, Nick, is then as that was playing, though, I had a second thought. I was like, wait a second. Is he in many ways just trying to escape culpability here and pass the buck to the Browns were the reason why I ended up looking like an idiot?
Yeah, I believe that is.
That's also not good enough either. So the same people that made you look, maybe this is just a lesson, okay? The same people that made him look like an idiot throughout this entire process and saying all these other things about how Shador isn't ready, where then 3 weeks later he's throwing for, 350 yards and three touchdowns. Maybe you shouldn't trust him next time. Maybe that's the learning experience here. Maybe you just don't trust him and run with what they're trying to tell you behind the scenes, because they've lied to you for 6 years about what they do behind the scenes. They're not trustworthy.
They never have been. Like, here's the thing. I immensely respect the Cavs and Guardians organizations. So I give them deferential treatment that if they were to say, hey, Nick, heard you said this, and here's what we really think it is. I'm not going to completely go, well, okay, that must be it.
It makes me doubt even more when that happens.
But with the Cavs and Guardians, I will
with Cavs and Guardians,
I will have that, like, checks and balances.
I doubt everybody, though. That's the difference. I doubt everybody.
You should, absolutely. But with two very credible organizations, I'll at least entertain what I hear. The Browns cannot sell me anything. There's nothing. And by the way, in the moment that they should have lost all credibility with anybody in the media is training camp. When they were saying how good Dylan, how far ahead he was, how good he looked, and how Shador's really not ready. While Shador passed every test that we saw, and Dylan failed every test and they acted like the opposite happened, that should have been the moment that a lot of people really wised up. And instead, they went, because it's not just Lima. There were a lot of people that took the bait from this and just didn't keep an open mind on Shador because, well, the Browns said, which is the...
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just the definition of galactic stupid.
Exactly. And the other side, and I thought about this with Mima too, and just trying to like be like, I'm just trying to be kind here is the point, right? Obviously, I failed at
that
mission.
We're going back to the kind.
I failed at that mission. I get it. But I was trying to be kind in my head of being like, I'm going to give him credit for admitting this. That was big of him in a way. But the other side of this is, and I just wondered this, is it because we spent so much more time at training camp? Because we do the shows from training camp. Mm-hmm. And Mima goes to training camp. I'm not saying he's never there. But like for a lot of people, they're not there the amount of days that were there. And we saw with our own two eyes Dylan look awful. And so it made it so much easier in many respects. Yes, I believed in Shador way before training camp. And yes, I thought Dylan Gabriel sucked way before training camp. But when you sit there and do an interview with Bernie Kosar and we collectively watched seven straight incompletions and nowhere close by Dylan Gabriel, it makes it a lot easier to be like, hey, the red flags are happening. Mm-hmm. You got more red flags than Tiananmen Square going on right now. Like, can somebody pay attention to what they're trying to shovel to you guys while understanding that it's not matching what our eyes are saying in the slightest bit?
I also think, like, just to, because there's going to be idea of, well, the Browns did give him a chance. Kevin has coached, all this kind of stuff that are very fair conversation to have about this. But I can't get over that there was some sort of internal thing going on that allowed the organization itself to lean into the narratives about Shador that were perhaps unfair in the pre-draft process, and that they themselves, or at least parts of them, were still stuck on their pre-draft evaluation instead of letting this kid come in with a blank slate. And I think that, to me, and that, to get back to Kevin Stefanski, that's my frustration. There is what you thought of a human being in the pre-draft process, and then there is going out and saying draft position doesn't matter. It's a clean slate for everyone. And then that not being true.
Oh, yeah.
That to me is antithetical to leadership.
Or they're just really bad at their jobs. Take your pick. It's either neither one is
a
good answer.
Both.
Yeah, but neither one is a good answer, though. And so that's part of the problem in the entire discussion.
216-474-0092. Want to hear from you guys. Let's go with Ken in Cuyahoga Falls. Ken, welcome to the show, buddy.
Gentlemen, how's it going? Hey, Jonathan, you're not going to like me. Oh, I thought Shador played awesome. I did. I don't even care about the one interception.
That feels weird because it does I feel like he would like this. Yeah, he sounds like he likes this a lot.
I like this, Ken.
No. Jonathan, you can't see straight.
He's not cross-eyed.
No. Listen to what I'm telling you. I was such a Baker homer, I couldn't see. I love Baker still. And I want Shador to be the best quarterback the Browns have ever had. But you got to pump the brakes.
What did I say that wasn't pumping the brakes?
No. I'm not saying that. I want him to do well. Don't get me wrong. Because I'm tired of all these losers. He didn't lose the game. The pants me did. They need to let him go. It's just time to move on. I just don't want you to get upset if something happens to Shador and he's not what you think he is. That's all I'm saying.
I'm open for that, Ken. And I
are you really?
No,
are you really? Really are.
Ken.
I hear you guys every day, and I love you both. Really,
but especially me.
I do. I love you too, Nick.
Do I believe in him? Yes. If it doesn't happen, yeah. At the end of the season, if he looks bad for the next four games, I mean, all I can ever do, Ken, is just call it how it is and call it how I see it.
You know what I want to happen? I want him to keep improving. I like this kid. I don't like his dad whatsoever, but I like him. I like him a lot. I've called in and dogged you guys before, but I like him. The issue is Kevin. The issue is Kevin. I'm done with Kevin. I want Shador to be the next 10-year quarterback. That's what I want.
All right. Ken,
we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
So thank you.
Do people forget where you didn't just glaze Shador the two previous weeks?
Well, thank you for pointing that out, because it is one of those things. Like, and here's where, as I made the whole segment about Lima, I'll give Lima credit. Out of the two of them in the morning, he at least this morning was able to be like, have you listened to Jonathan the past few weeks? Like, he's been very level-headed and very understanding of the situation. And it's all you can do is, like, my big problem was for 9 months, guys, when we didn't see Shador play, I wasn't going to move off what I thought of him in college because we had no new games to go off of. I've said this repeatedly. I thought it was insanity. If I believed him in college, what part of a 9-month layoff would have me being like, no, he sucks? Well, the only way you get off of that, Nick, is if you believe what people like the Browns were telling you behind the scenes. And as we really kind of laid out here, I don't buy anything anybody tells me behind the scenes, because a lot of the times it's whatever they want to push. And so I didn't let it move. I didn't get moved off of that at all.
I didn't know if Shador's supporters were still hurting his chances here. I didn't know that one. I just want to check them. Hmm. Also, how do we feel about Dupansky?
It's used a lot.
It's
not very clever, but I do like any attempt.
It's not stupid Fansky, which I find both not clever, not working, and not nice.
Yeah.
I think we're trying to, we can just say he's a bad coach, guys. We don't have to find an insulting way.
You don't have to come up with nicknames.
And by the way, if we're going to do it, it's got to be Kevin. And I don't know what it would be. If we're going to start having an insulting moniker for Kevin Stefanski, I think Stefanski is, I don't think it can be touched. I think it's too many noises, and I think it's just too, 6 years in, it's not going to happen. Let's shift to Kevin. We're going to start doing an insulting name thing.
It's hard to insult Kevin. I'm trying to think of an insult for someone named Kevin.
Well, I'll think of one.
Okay, you'll get one.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.